You walk into a bustling networking event, and within 30 minutes, you're mentally calculating escape routes. Meanwhile, your colleague is energized, working the room like it's oxygen. What's happening here isn't a character flaw, it's neuroscience. About 25% of us are wired as introverts, navigating a world that often mistakes our reflective nature for weakness. Yet some of history's most influential figures, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, J.K. Rowling, have transformed their introversion into extraordinary success. The distinction between introverts and extroverts isn't about shyness or social skills, it's fundamentally about energy flow. Introverts recharge through solitude and internal reflection, while extroverts gain energy from external stimulation and social interaction. This isn't preference or personality quirk, it's biology. Brain imaging reveals that introverts have significantly more blood flow to their brains, indicating heightened internal stimulation. This blood travels a longer, more complex pathway focused on memory, problem-solving, and planning. Extroverts' blood follows a shorter route directed towards sensory processing of external stimuli. The neurotransmitter differences are equally striking. Extroverts run primarily on dopamine, which creates an energized rush from external activity. Because they're less sensitive to it, they need more stimulation to feel satisfied, hence the constant desire for action and interaction. Introverts, however, are highly sensitive to dopamine and easily overstimulated by it. Instead, they operate mainly on acetylcholine, which produces pleasant feelings during quiet, reflective activities. Your nervous system plays a role too. Introverts function predominantly through the parasympathetic system, the rest and digest mode that conserves energy and promotes internal focus. Understanding this biological foundation transforms everything. You're not defective or antisocial. You're simply operating with different neural circuitry that offers distinct advantages when properly understood and managed. Society wrongly labels introverts as shy, antisocial, self-absorbed, and poor communicators, stereotypes that shame millions whose temperament is simply different, not deficient. Introversion isn't shyness. Shyness stems from social anxiety and can be modified, while introversion is an inborn, stable temperament. Introverts aren't antisocial. They're selectively social, preferring meaningful conversations over small talk and maintaining fewer but deeper friendships. The claim that introverts are self-absorbed reverses reality. Their reflective nature enhances empathy. They're not poor communicators. They communicate differently. Extroverts think while speaking. Introverts think before speaking, making their contributions more thoughtful. The most damaging myth? That introversion needs fixing. Of 50 introverts interviewed, 49 reported childhood criticism for their introverted qualities. Introvert-extrovert relationships resemble a dance with different rhythms. Introverted women with extroverted men often work smoothly. Introverted men with extroverted women face more challenges. Two introverts together enjoy peaceful compatibility but risk comfortable stagnation. Communication strategies matter. Introverts should explain their processing style. I need time to think about that. Appreciate your differences. Introverts bring depth and calm. Extroverts bring energy and connection. Family dynamics improve when parents understand each child's temperament. Introverted children think and feel more than they reveal, learning by absorbing information, then processing it quietly. Interruptions drain their energy, and without time to block stimulation, they zone out or become irritable. These children need private time and space to recharge, plus reflection time to process experiences. What looks like doing nothing is their mind sorting information. Parents can teach children to monitor their temperament temperature, recognizing when they need rest versus activity. This empowers them to face challenges without developing avoidance patterns. Extroverted children gain energy from talking, receiving feedback, and staying busy. They need conversation partners, regular reinforcement, opportunities to verbalize thinking, and activity balanced with quiet time. In mixed families, spirited extroverts often dominate conversations. Parents should ensure all children get turns, preventing interruptions, and helping fast talkers wait for slower-paced siblings. For introverted parents with extroverted children, constant interaction can be exhausting. Explain different energy needs without guilt. I love being with you, but my body needs quiet time to recharge. Extroverted parents often worry unnecessarily about introverted children, mistaking normal behavior for concerning signs. Teaching children to value their temperaments and appreciate others' differences builds character, defined not by temperament itself, but by how someone uses their innate wiring constructively. Workplaces often reward extroverted qualities, quick decisions, networking, self-promotion, while introverts work quietly, their capabilities going unnoticed. Three major challenges include reluctance to speak in meetings, failing to promote accomplishments, and working at a slower pace. Introverts struggle in meetings because they need processing time before formulating opinions. They can't simultaneously absorb new information and respond due to longer neural pathways. To overcome these obstacles, review agendas in advance and note key points. Request materials beforehand or ask for follow-up opportunities via email. For presentations, rehearse aloud to access verbal abilities under pressure. Self-promotion doesn't require bragging. Maintain visibility by sharing accomplishments with supervisors, contributing to company communications, and accepting compliments graciously. Manage energy by scheduling demanding tasks during peak times and building in regular breaks. Create boundaries around interruptions using do not disturb signs or scheduling availability windows. Introverts bring invaluable qualities: concentration, loyalty, thoughtfulness, persistence, creativity, and extensive knowledge. By developing strategies that work with your nature, you can thrive professionally while maintaining authenticity. For introverts, managing energy isn't optional, it's survival. Mastering pacing, priorities, and boundaries allows you to harness energy while protecting internal resources. Personal pacing means establishing your own tempo to balance energy supplies with demands. Like the tortoise, who wins through steady persistence, introverts succeed by understanding their natural rhythms. Track when you feel energetic versus drained, then schedule demanding tasks during peaks and lighter activities during valleys. Despite society promoting having it all, introverts must accept finite energy reserves. Rather than viewing this as limitation, it makes life more precious by forcing conscious choices. Budget social engagements like calories. If you have a social weekend planned, schedule nothing extra during the week. Break overwhelming tasks into micro-movements, tiny steps that immediately reduce paralysis when facing large projects. Setting priorities directs limited energy toward what matters most. To discover meaning, imagine your obituary. What would you want highlighted? Personal boundaries protect you from overstimulation while allowing world participation. Offer alternatives. I can't do X, but I can do Y. Embrace maybe to gain processing time. Trust your brain's retrieval process when searching for words. Allow overnight processing for important decisions, and practice occasional yeses when your default is no. Energy management also requires physical care. Eat small meals throughout the day to prevent mood swings, get adequate sleep to store experiences in long-term memory, and create personal space where you can retreat and recharge. Achieving goals sometimes requires introverts to adopt extrovert-like skills. Extroverting means temporarily directing energy outward, not changing who you are, but developing strategies for necessary ventures into the extroverted world. While familiar environments require less energy, remaining too insulated prevents growth and can lead to boredom or increased fears. True confidence comes from within, an inner commitment to determination, curiosity, mistake tolerance, and self-kindness. Seven strategies help introverts navigate extroverted situations. Practice brief conversations with strangers, manage stress through breathing and posture, silence your inner critic, create a survival kit with earplugs and comfort items, develop quick refueling techniques like mental getaways, cultivate humor for perspective, and build connections by mapping your social network. Playfulness reduces fear when approaching the external world. Simple actions, ordering unfamiliar food, playing games, add joy without overwhelming your system. Changing one small thing creates rippling effects. Extroverting becomes manageable when you have reliable strategies and know your time away from home base is limited, yielding new friendships, career opportunities, and confidence in your inner advantages. In a world that mistakes volume for value and speed for intelligence, introverts offer something rare: depth, reflection, and thoughtful analysis. Your introversion isn't a limitation, it's a different operating system with distinct advantages. By understanding your wiring, managing your energy, and occasionally stretching beyond comfort, you create a life that's both authentic and expansive. The world doesn't need you to become more extroverted. It needs you to become more confidently, unapologetically yourself. What you naturally offer is exactly what's missing from too many conversations, relationships, and workplaces. Honor your nature. It's not just enough, it's essential.